White nationalists on Twitter crafted a lucrative grift, monetizing white anxiety over demographic shifts. They peddled rage and nostalgia, triggering their followers with apocalyptic visions of cultural change, all while selling merchandise, subscriptions, and propaganda. This performative defiance was a business model, not a movement. They profited from despair they had no intention of actually solving. As change progressed inexorably, these grifters either fled to ideological enclaves or were rendered culturally irrelevant. In their final act, they clung to hollow claims of civilizational superiority, a pathetic epitaph for a cohort that chose to cash checks from the void rather than construct a single positive thing.